This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 4 for Wednesday, August 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workinton. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Wednesday, posting losses for the fifth straight day as bearish technical signals kept speculators on the sell side. The November contract down $6.70 at $772.40 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans accounted for some spillover selling pressure, although soy oil held onto small gains and European rapeseed futures were also stronger. A Russian attack on Ukrainian grain handling facilities provided overnight strength for grains and oilseeds, including canola, but any support from the ongoing conflict subsided as the North American session progressed. Prairie weather conditions are mixed, with some areas receiving rain over the past week, while at least half of the growing regions remain on the dry side. Weakness in the Canadian dollar provided some support. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, as improving Midwestern weather accounts for some selling pressure and more than countered overnight strength brought on by the conflict in Ukraine. Soybeans down 20 cents in the November contract at $13.21 per bushel. Forecasts calling for cooler and wetter conditions across much of the U.S. soybean growing regions were bearish. While condition ratings deteriorated in the latest weekly report, they should stabilize or show some improvement going forward. Rising production estimates out of Brazil also weighed on prices. Corn, also pressured by the better Midwestern weather, the September contract down 8 cents at $4.88 per bushel. Chart-based positioning added to the declines. An estimated 441.5 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol production in the U.S. in June. That was slightly above average trade guesses, but below what was used the same month a year ago. Wheat futures down across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 6 cents in September at $8.49 per bushel. Kansas City down 17 cents in September at $7.87 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 12 cents in September at $6.40 per bushel. While the Russian attacks on Ukrainian grain facilities provided support, wheat is still moving from the region for the time being. U.S. wheat is also thought to be overpriced compared to other origins. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 2nd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workinton. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.